Welcome to the SportsCapping.com podcast with free handicapping advice, odds insights, picks, and predictions to help you beat the sportsbook. And now your hosts, Jack Jones and Brandon Lee.
Free picks here at sportscapping.com. It's time for week 10 NFL and week 11 college football. Last week, Teddy Davis and I had a scheduling conflict, so we couldn't do the podcast. So we tweeted out our picks, sent them out in the newsletter. We went 2-3-1 as Teddy's NFL teaser pushed. My teaser lost, and we went 2-2 on the free picks. We're now 26-15-1 the last 7 weeks on the podcast. I'm 15-6 the last 7 weeks. Brandon Lee, Teddy, and I, 59-38-3. Last 19 football podcast. Brandon Lee joins me today to give out 4 free picks and 2 bonus NFL teasers. Brandon, let's get this party started.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Excited to be back on, and hopefully we can get things turned around here and deliver a winning week for our listeners.
Yeah, after 5 straight weeks, we had 2 losing weeks, 2-4 and 2-3-1. So I'm confident we'll get back on track, and we'll start with your Week 11 college football free pick for Saturday.
All right, I'm going to take the TCU Horned Frogs as a 7-point road dog against Oklahoma in Saturday's huge showdown for our sole possession of first place in the Big 12. I think TCU is showing exceptional value here and actually like them to win this game outright. There's several factors here that make me like the Horned Frogs, but the biggest of them all is only one of these two teams plays defense at a high enough level for me to take. And that's TCU. The Horned Frogs are the exact opposite of what you would what you've grown and expect to see from Big 12 teams on the defensive side of the ball. They come in 6th in the country, allowing just 13.9 points per game, and 6th in total defense, allowing just 284.1 yards per game. In their last 4 games, they've allowed a whopping 27 points. In comparison, Oklahoma hasn't allowed fewer than 24 points in a single Big 12 game this season. While TCU has scored just 31 in their last 2, it's came against 2 of the better defensive teams in the Big 12 in Texas and Iowa State. Don't let that fool you into thinking this team can't produce enough offense here against the Sooners. The Horned Frogs are still averaging 35.8 points per game and are more than capable of exposing an Oklahoma offense or defense that just gave up 52 points, 662 total yards, and 32 first downs to the Cowboys. That game against Oklahoma State is another big factor here to why I like TCU. I see Oklahoma and Oklahoma State as 2 very similar teams. TCU has already played the Cowboys on the road and made easy work of them in a 44-31 victory in Stillwater that wasn't as close as the final would make you think. TCU had a 37-17 lead with less than 10 minutes to play. Oklahoma State had a couple late touchdowns there to make it look closer. Another thing here is you don't normally think of teams suffering a letdown in a game of this magnitude, but I think it's asking a lot of the Sooners to bounce back from that emotional roller coaster they went on in their win last week against Oklahoma State. I know they're at home, but it reminds me a lot of the spot we saw Ohio State in after their huge win against Penn State. You know, the very next week they go on the road and just get annihilated by Iowa in a game that they were a 3-score favorite in. Lastly, I love how little respect TCU is getting from the odds makers in this matchup. Don't think for a second they don't know that they're a touchdown dog here. They aren't going to take kind of that. And head coach Kerry Patterson has got his team to play very well in this role in his time there. TCU is 30-19 under Patterson as an underdog. The Horned Frogs are also a perfect 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 road games against a team with a winning home record, which is where we find them here. Give me TCU plus 7.
Yeah, this is a great matchup of strength versus strength. Best offense in the Big 12 in Oklahoma up against the best defense in TCU. Pretty amazing what the Horned Frogs have done in limiting their last 4 opponents to a combined 27 points. That's under 7 points per game and unheard of in today's Big 12. I think Gary Patterson will come up with the right game plan to limit Baker Mayfield. If not for a meaningless touchdown in the closing seconds last week, 5 of Oklahoma's last 6 games would have been decided by 1 score. They aren't blowing teams out in Big 12 play, and they're just barely getting by because of their terrible defense. I'll lean with you here on the TCU side.
Awesome, man. Who you taking in college?
I'm going to go to ACC action. I'm going to take Georgia Tech +3 at home against Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's most important game was last week in a showdown at Miami. It was essentially for the Coastal Division title. Hokies lost that game 28-10 and were never really in it. Now two games behind the Hurricanes in the division, the Hokies have no shot at winning the Coastal. And off such a devastating loss, I don't think they're going to be able to get up off the mat this week to face Georgia Tech. The Yellow Jackets are sitting at 4 wins right now, need 2 more in the last 3 games to get bowl eligible. They still have to play Georgia in the season finale, so their 2 most winnable games are this week against Virginia Tech and next week at Duke. Look for the Yellow Jackets to put forth a big effort here, knowing this is kind of a must-win. Georgia Tech is taking care of business at home. They're 4-0 straight up, 4-0 against the spread, outscoring teams by 21 points a game. Georgia Tech's only lost 1 of their last 5 meetings with Virginia Tech by more than a field goal, pulling off 2 outright upsets, including last year's 30-20 road win as 14-point underdogs. The Yellow Jackets just kind of flying under the radar last couple seasons, 12-3-1 against the spread in the last 16 games, including 6-0 against the spread their last 6 home games. Give me Georgia Tech in an outright upset.
Yeah, I completely agree here with the Yellow Jackets being the right side as a home dog. This is that kind of situational handicapping that you really got to look for late in the season. You know, if these two teams were to play maybe back in week 4, you know, then I probably would take Virginia Tech -3 in this spot. But given, you know, the Hokies just losing any shot that they had of a Coastal Division title, it's just a spot where it's going to be very hard for them to show up with little to play for. So I think you're on the right side of this one.
Yeah, man, we love those situations. This is a good one. What's your NFL free pick this week, Brandon?
All right, I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings -1 on the road over the Washington Redskins. I see a ton of value here with Minnesota at basically a pick 'em in this matchup. The Vikings have one of the best records in the NFL at 6-2 and have accomplished this mark with backup quarterback Case Keenum starting the majority of their games. I think they're still getting undervalued because they are starting a backup, but I really don't think it's hurting this team. And the fact that they're so good, it has a lot to do with the talent and the depth that they have across the board, as well as the good coaching with Mike Zimmer. I just don't think they're getting the respect here coming off a bye that they should be, which is a huge advantage this late in the season. Minnesota has had 2 weeks to prepare for this Redskins team, and they're fresh both mentally and physically, and I expect one of their better performances of the season. On the flip side, you have a Redskins team that just played a very physical game on the road in Seattle, where they really had to grind it out for the win, scoring the game-winning touchdown in the final seconds. I just think it's going to be real tough for Washington to bounce back with the kind of effort needed to take down the Vikings. And this is a Redskins team that, while they might get a few guys back, are still really hurting with the injuries that they've had to deal with on both sides of the ball. And let's also not overlook how fortunate Washington was in their win against the Seahawks. They were outgained by Seattle by almost 200 yards and really benefited from three missed field goals by Seattle kicker Blair Walsh. He makes just 2 of those, and I think you're looking at a much different outcome with Seattle taking that game. And had that happened, I think we would probably be getting closer to a field goal here with the Vikings. I also like this matchup for Minnesota's offense, which I think is really key when you're handicapping the Vikings, as their defense is going to show up week to week under Mike Zimmer. And when they can score points, they're very tough to beat. The Vikings are at their best when they can run the football, and they should be able to do that here against the Redskins. Washington's run defense has taken a big hit with the recent injuries they suffered on that side of the ball. In their last 5 games, they're giving up 139.4 yards per game, a dramatic increase from the 60.6 yards per game that they allowed in their first 3. And lastly, we see that the Redskins are 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 at home, so they haven't been covering when they have that home field advantage, and they're just 1-5 off a win in their last 6. So give me the Vikings -1 here.
Yeah, I faded the Redskins last week due to all their injuries, and they pulled off the upset 17-14 in Seattle. It was one of the most misleading finals you'll ever see. You mentioned the Blair Walsh 0-for-3 field goals, hooking all 3 to the left. Seahawks outgained him by 193 yards. It was a frustrating loss to stomach here, but I'll join you again, Brandon, and I'll fade the Redskins again this week. And You know, they still have all those injuries. And while a few starters may be back, there's still a mess there. They got four starters along the offensive line missing, several key players in their defensive front seven. Jamison Crowder didn't play last week. Some of these guys may come back, but they're definitely not going to get them all back. And Minnesota has a nasty defensive line. Mike Zimmer is a defensive genius. He'll come up with the right blitz packages to take advantage of that injury-riddled Washington offensive line. Kirk Cousins should be running for his life all game. And the Vikings, you know, a team flying under the radar consistently. They're 6-2, outgaining seven of their eight opponents this year, outgaining teams by 76 yards a game. They've gone 36-15 against the spread their last 51 games. You know, I just don't think oddsmakers have caught up with how good this team is, and they certainly haven't this week with the Vikings only laying 1 point to the banged-up Redskins here.
Yeah, I completely agree there. And, just hard to think about, Seattle in the playoffs and having to rely on Blair Walsh for a game-winning kick, because I'm going to tell you right now, he ain't making it.
No doubt, man. Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking, letting Hashka go. That guy's been clutch for him
right, yeah.
through the years. So,
all right, man, who are you taking?
I'm going to go with the Colts +10 at home against the Steelers, taking a double-digit underdog here. The job Chuck Pagano's doing in Indianapolis, I've been impressed with. No team has played harder than the Colts this year. Their persistence is paying off. After losing 23-24 in Cincinnati as 11-point underdogs, only after a late pick six from Jacoby Brissett, this team, you know, came back strong last week, pulled off an upset 2014 road win in Houston as 6.5-point dogs. Their defense has really stepped up the last couple weeks, limited the Bengals to 276 yards, outgained them by 55 yards, held the Texans to 288 yards, outgained them by 83 yards. Jacoby Brissett has been, you know, proven to be a great trade acquisition for this team. He's stepping up big time. He's led the Colts to 20 or more points in five of the last seven games. And I think he can do enough against this Steelers defense to keep him in this game this week. The Steelers come in overvalued, I think, 3-0 against the spread, 3-0 against 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread the last three. Wins over Chiefs and Bengals were impressive, but they were also coming off a bad loss to the Jaguars, and it was time for them to show what they were made of those two games. But then two weeks ago, they came back with a 20-15 win in Detroit. That was a little misleading because they gave up 488 total yards to the Lions, who went 0-5 scoring touchdowns in the red zone. It was the third highest yardage total given up for a team that didn't score a touchdown in NFL history. They're definitely good times for buys, bad times for buys. I think this is a bad time for a buy for the Steelers. They had a ton of momentum. The buy only stops their momentum. So Mike Tomlin hasn't been exactly pushing the right buttons on these bye weeks either. Steelers are 1-5 against the spread in the last six games off a bye. The Colts, 8-0 against the spread the last eight games after having lost three of the last four coming in. 10 points is simply too much here. Give me the Colts.
Yeah, hard to argue with the double-digit home dog in the NFL, but I would have to lay the points if I was forced to take a side in this one. I'm well aware of the Steelers' road woes, but I just feel there's a significant enough mismatch here in terms of talent that I would have to side with Pittsburgh, and they have quietly gone 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 away from home. The biggest thing is the Colts haven't shown me that they can compete with a team like Pittsburgh, who I think is one of the top tier teams in the league. Their only three wins on the season have come against the Browns by three, the 49ers by three, and the Texans without Deshaun Watson. At the same time, they played four teams with a winning record and have lost all four by at least two touchdowns. These two teams did play last year in Indianapolis. Pittsburgh won that matchup 28-7 as an 8-point favorite. I could see a very similar outcome here. I know Tomlin's record isn't great off a bye, but you still can't discredit the value that there is getting a bye this time of year. So while, you know, I like a lot of the angles here for Pittsburgh, I don't see enough value to play them. So I'll pass on this one.
Yeah, and I don't know that the Colts will win this game, but I do see enough value to back them catching 10 at home here in what I'm hoping will be a one-score game.
Right on.
Let's also give the listeners a couple of bonus NFL teaser winners. Brandon, what's your teaser this week?
Yeah, I'm going to do a pretty obvious three-team 10-point teaser. I'm going to take a bunch of big favorites and knock them down under a field goal. We're going to go with the Rams from minus 11.5 down to minus 1.5. Pittsburgh from minus 10 to a pick'em. And the Lions from minus 12 to minus 2.
I do like the fact that you're getting three double-digit favorites there and teasing them all under a field goal. That's definitely a sharp move and probably a winner. I'm going to go with the 10-point teaser. I'm going to use your Rams minus 1.5, Falcons plus 7.5 at home against the Cowboys, and the Vikings plus 9 against the Redskins using that free pick as well. So, Brandon, let the listeners know just how good you're doing over at sportscapping.com.
Yeah, things are going really well right now. I know they're going well for you, too. Currently number one overall for the 2017 calendar year. Coming in to Wednesday's action on a 39-17, 70% run over the last 15 days. Number one college football handicapper for 2017. Number seven football handicapper overall for 2017. 11-2 last 13 college football, as well as a 63% run over my last 84. Also, great time of year to get in on the NBA action that's going on. Currently number 11 to start out the season and working on a red-hot 17-5 run over my last 22 NBA picks.
Man, it's been awesome. Both of us doing very well, man. I'm ranked number 2 in football, number 4 in the NFL, number 6 in college football, 77-47 football run last 8 weeks. Number one in NBA in the early going, too. Off to a blistering 25-5 NBA run here. Head on over to sportscapping.com. Find Brandon and I and sign up for a premium package today. Brandon, keep it rolling with your premium picks, and I'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
All right, man. I appreciate it, and best of luck to you, and go get them this weekend.
You got it.
All right. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the SportsCapping.com podcast. For more free picks and predictions, be sure to visit us at SportsCapping.com.